Oppression of all kinds is injustice. Let us be kind to the humankind. Let us treat with dignity and respect all people of all races, irrespective of religion, caste, language, and gender differences. Let us be kind, especially to people of lower status, the elderly, females, children, and those who are poor. This is Dr. Kondur Abraham welcoming you to Life Changes radio broadcast. Rejoice in His holy name. He is exalted, the King is exalted on high. And I will praise His name.
Some years ago, a lady sought my counseling to handle an alcoholic family member. She was extremely upset because this family member had no motivation to stop drinking. Day by day, his condition was deteriorating, and the lady was feeling utterly hopeless. The man was described as a good person otherwise, but his alcoholism interfered with his daily activities and relationships. This lady has tried everything possible to stop him from drinking, but nothing has worked. During the session, we came to the conclusion that if he did not seek help, he would deteriorate and eventually die. Alcoholism kills the drinker emotionally, physically, and spiritually. It makes the alcoholic unemployed and bankrupt. Many rich have become poor, and many healthy have become ill due to alcoholism. It works against the individual who drinks and against the people who are close to him. Initially, it makes him calmer, then it makes him louder, and finally it makes him foolish. Alcoholism is never the problem of one person. It affects the whole family and the society. Perhaps you may be going through a situation like this where you are trying to help someone who is an alcoholic. Or it may be that alcoholism is your own problem. In any case, this information will be very useful. One of the first questions that we need to consider is, why do people drink? According to some theories, alcoholism runs in families and it has a genetic predisposition. Children of alcoholic parents may have a greater tendency to drink than the general population. Another point of view is that the alcoholics have certain deep emotional needs and that they drink to deal with those emotional needs. For example, some think that alcoholics are basically very dependent people. In real life, not only are they dependent on others, but they are also dependent on alcohol. Other emotional needs could be boredom, loneliness, depression, severe stress, feeling of rejection, and lack of love. According to Dr. Turner, an expert, alcoholism is not a primary problem, but a secondary one, a flight, a compensation for secret distress. According to Pastor Paul, another expert, alcoholics are like a baby who organizes his whole life around a bottle. Drinking is his response for all the spankings he has received in life. Pastor Paul further says, alcoholism is merely symptomatic of a much deeper psychological disturbance, while others are just as adamant that alcoholism results from prolonged excessive drinking. A third explanation could be that the alcoholic behavior was picked up as a learned behavior because of no basic reasons other than as a social behavior that was reinforced by pleasure. A lot of teenagers who pick up this habit belong to this category. To them, alcoholism is a result of such reinforcements which they receive from peers. Because alcoholism is also physically reinforcing, for example, the state of relaxation that one experiences, the individual would find it difficult to break the habit after a while. A fourth reason could be that all of us have what is known as a craving center deep within our amygdala in the brain that we share with even animals. If we can wait 15 minutes, there is a good chance that we can defeat craving. Now that we have outlined the reasons, let us look at some specific things people can do to help family members who are alcoholics. Try to understand the emotional needs of the individual. Identify the reasons why he or she drinks. Number 2, try to provide emotional support. Instead of nagging and being very rude, show love, warmth, and respect to the alcoholic. Number 3, try to make the individual feel independent. Help him to understand that he is being too dependent instead of being independent. Encourage the individual to be busy with life enriching activities that will keep his mind or her mind occupied. And thus their time will be occupied too. Number 5, where appropriate, take charge of the money situation so that this individual has to approach a family member for money to buy drinks. 6, lead the individual to the company of people who are non-drinkers. Number 7, make your home atmosphere so loving that the alcoholic would want to spend more time at home. 8, plan activities that you can do together with the individual on a regular basis. The chance of drinking is greater when the individual is alone. When necessary, seek medical and psychiatric help. And finally, give much importance to Bible reading, prayer, and fellowship with the alcoholic family member. alcoholism is treatable. It is not a no-win situation. Many have come out of this behavior, some of them from quitting it voluntarily, and others by treatment. You may have to be patient with the alcoholic. The shame that you may experience in the society should not make you hostile towards your alcoholic family member. Reach him with love. Reach him with warmth, bandaging spiritual and emotional wounds. Show him respect and tell him that he means a great deal to you. Dwight L. Moody, one of the great evangelists of the past, after preaching one night, invited members of the congregation to stay back for prayer help. No one did. When Moody was ready to leave, he saw a man huddled behind the furnace. He had no coat and he was weeping bitterly, says Moody. The man told Moody that he lost his family, $20,000 and even his coat in drinking. Moody got him a coat and a place to stay that night. The man changed and became a great follower of Christ. Yes, the solution is to reach the alcoholic with love. Friends, thank you for listening to Life Changers. I'd like you to take a few moments and write to me and let me know that you heard this program. That will encourage me to continue this radio ministry. I'm really interested in knowing where exactly you listen to me from, what state, you know, what country. So please let me know you listen to this program, and also let me know how clear the program was. And when you write to me, do mention your prayer needs and counseling needs. I will definitely get back with you and also send you our quarterly newsletter. And in addition, I will also send you a special gift. So please write to me. I'm going to give you two addresses. The first address is in India. The address is Life Changers, FIBA Radio Box 25066. That's again FIBA Radio Box 25066, Bangalore 560025, India. The address in the United States is Dr. K.B. Abraham, P.O. Box 550032, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33355, USA. That address again is Dr. K.B. Abraham, P.O. Box 550032, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33355, USA. And my email address is kbabraham@aol.com. kbabraham@aol.com. When you write, please do request for a copy of my book titled Life Changers with 52 Inspirational Radio Talks. Thank you for tuning to Life Changers, and I hope you will tune in again next week at the same time. This is Dr. KB Abraham, producer, and Tom John Engineering, saying goodbye for now, and may God bless you. And he says, my child.